All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show. Now, as we all know, the gold and silver markets are extremely thin, extremely small. It's evidenced by the end game phases of the gold and silver bull markets that we saw in 1980. Well, technically, I wasn't around to see that 1981, but some of you guys did while blasting Led Zeppelin and Funkadelic in your cars. Those are classic bands, by the way. But, we also saw it in 2011. I was around during that point. But during those times, the writing was on the wall about inflation or the threat of inflation. And people piled into precious metals, driving up the price. Now, we haven't reached that stage yet in this current bull market, yet we still have some time, to get our ducks in a row. Again, I've been, still stacking even during these consolidation phases, or during this consolidation phase in both gold and silver. But be warned that we're starting to see more institutions entering the market. The next one that I'll share with you is actually pretty unique compared with others that I've shared in the past. But before we get into that, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit the like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, so Jeff Clark wrote a new one entitled Pension Funds Join the Gold Party. Things are about to get interesting. So let's buckle up and jump on in. Today, institutional participation, the enormous Wall Street and global wealth management and investment firms, and their clients from hedge funds to pension funds in the gold market is minimal. But with interest rates near zero globally, we're seeing signs that this is changing rapidly. The latest such news was first brought to our attention by our investor, Gold Bullion International, who services institutions like these. The Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund announced it will allocate 5% of its assets to gold. This follows on the heels of other institutional investors that bought gold or silver in Q2. But it's the first major pension fund this year to go public to publicly announce it has entered the gold market. The fund has $15.7 billion in assets under management. While there's no timeline for buying the gold, a 5% allocation equates to over $750 million. That's roughly 2.5% of all the new gold brought into circulation last year for investment from one fund. A couple things make this very interesting. First, Ohio is only the seventh most populous state in the United States, and this fund is only one of eight similar public pensions in that state alone. There is a ton, literally, of cash from these kinds of entities that could look at entering the gold market. Second, this is a very traditional money manager. For them, to enter the gold market indeed signals a shift. Pension funds are typically among the most conservative, long-term oriented investors and don't jump in and out of positions. This public move from a large mainstream fund is likely to spur other institutional investors to consider making an allocation to gold too. This is a trend we expect to pick up steam, particularly in a zero interest rate policy world. One of the most supportive conditions for gold is a negative real interest rate. When real rates are zero or negative, like they are now, gold has historically performed very well. The Fed and other central bankers have essentially signaled that they don't plan to change this policy anytime soon. The compelling angle to all this is that most pension funds currently have zero direct exposure to gold. Estimates vary, but we've seen percentages from less than 1% to as high as 2%. That 2% figure looks like this. Now, here's an image of estimated percentage of pension funds that hold gold. So very, very small there. Now, Jeff goes on to say that, the vast majority of pension funds don't have any, pretty much any exposure to gold. Now, many pension funds, and this is, this isn't spoken about much, but many pension funds actually back venture capital funds because they are so stretched right now in finding safe yield that they are willing to get into a little bit more of these riskier plays in the startup space. Now, yes, as Jeff Clark mentioned, a lot of these guys are pretty conservative, but many pension funds are funding venture capital funds. Now, I don't know if you guys know much about venture capital funds, but a lot of the money that they pour into in the startup space, they pretty much calculate a percentage will fail and a percentage will return their money back. So they try to manage the risk there. But still, it is riskier than putting your money in gold. To me, it's a no-brainer to go with gold if you're already that open to risk because gold is safe. Now, perhaps maybe that's why, these funds, these pension funds, got into gold because it could be a bit more, because these funds could be a bit more exposed to riskier plays. So they're hedging their portfolio, perhaps. But still, that's a good sign because it shows a sea change in essentially rising desperation from these funds. They need to hedge pretty much by any their any by any means necessary approach to obtaining yield. So what do you guys think about pension funds entering into the gold market? That one stat was actually pretty telling, seeing that the amount of money that they put into was roughly about 2.5% of all new gold brought into circulation last year for investment. That is insane. So we'll see how things turn, but you guys, I hope you're getting ready and you're stacking right now before things get too crazy. All right, thanks again. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe if you're new. It's Black Bullion.